And when you get good at finding relief, you'll begin to flow with your stream. And these things that have been downstream waiting for you to queue up with them will begin to connect with you at such extraordinary persistence that people who are watching you will wonder what in the world has happened with you. They will begin to describe you as those who barely begin to speak what you want, and it seems that heaven and earth begin moving toward the fulfillment of it. They will describe you as those who, no matter what is happening, are always able to maintain your emotional balance. They will describe you as those who are always optimistic, even in pessimistic circumstances. They might even call you Pollyanna. But what they will definitely begin to notice about you is that your life is working in extraordinary ways. And as they watch in amazement at the remarkable things that they've known you've wanted for years that now are beginning to flow into your experience, along with things that they just heard you identify last week that are already flowing into your experience, they'll say, "What in the world is going on with you?" And you will explain to them, "There is this stream." And I finally got an awareness of it, and I've stopped battling the current of my own intentions. I finally came into alignment with me. And they will say, "So does that mean everything you want is in place?" And you'll say, "Oh no, far from that. Because every day I dream new dreams." And they'll say, "Oh, so you're not really fulfilled and completed." And you say, "Hardly, I never will be. But I was not born to get stuff done. I was born to dream it and then move toward it. I didn't come to manifest a woman. I came to want her. It feels so good to want her. It feels so good to want her and so bad to believe I can't have her. But wanting her is what I really wanted. And finding her will be delicious too. But so much deliciousness in the wanting. Wanting in belief is life-giving. Wanting in doubt is horrible. And now you know that you have the choice. We are exhilarated about what's downstream for you. We've seen it. It's good. It's going to knock your socks off when you allow yourself to float in the direction of it at first. But by the time it's ready to manifest, it so will feel like the next logical step that you'll say, "Oh, there you are. I knew you were there. I could feel you. There is great love here for you." And for now, as always, we remain eternally and happily incomplete.